101 Dishes for the Emperor. Inspired by a true story of sharing, community, and food. Written by Soni Zuberi Shah. Narrated by Sheena Badesa. Illustrated by Fatima Zahra Hassan. Author's message: 101 Dishes for the Emperor is inspired by a true event that happened to my family a very long time ago. My father used to tell me the story when I was a little girl. I wrote down this tale so it could be shared with you. This story is dedicated to Anwar, a great storyteller, and Paro, a talented artist, and both great cooks. With all my love, Soni. Illustrator's message: dedicated to my beloved mother, who has been a great source of inspiration to me. I am forever grateful. Zahra. 101 Dishes for the Emperor. Long ago in India, there was a great emperor who lived in an enormous palace. He enjoyed dressing up, throwing parties, and eating all kinds of delicious food. One day, the emperor was bored of partying, so he called for his elephant and set off on an adventure. But the emperor never traveled alone. In fact, he always traveled with his caravan of horsemen, guards, entertainers, cooks, and a doctor. On the emperor's journey was a small village where a little boy named Anwar lived with his mother Paro. Anwar liked playing with his friends, looking after his chickens, and eating his mum's delicious food. His favorite was her dal. Hearing the distant trumpeting of elephants, Anwar climbed the mango tree to have a look. To his amazement, he saw a huge caravan of people and animals coming towards his village. "Mum, it's true! The emperor is coming this way!" he exclaimed. Anwar had a brilliant idea. "Mum, everyone knows you make the best dal in our village. Can we invite the emperor over to dinner to try it?" Paro laughed. "The emperor will not join us. He is far too important. Anyway, I've heard that he travels with his own expert cooks. Why would he be interested in food made by ordinary people like us?" But Anwar knew no one made dal quite like his mum. He was determined to share some with the emperor. "I'll go and speak to the emperor and invite him to our house. Mum will be so pleased," thought Anwar. Anwar squeezed through the crowds, ran past the glaring guards, and bravely called up to the emperor in a loud voice. "Dear emperor! Dear emperor! Dear emperor, sir!" The emperor finally looked down. Anwar cheerfully continued. "I've heard that you love good food, so I'd like to invite you to my house for dinner tonight." The emperor almost fell off his elephant in surprise.
"You are inviting me for dinner?"
Anwar nodded. The crowd gasped in disbelief at the boy's daring request. The emperor said,
"You do know that I travel everywhere with my caravan of people. Are you inviting them too?" He chuckled.
Anwar didn't want to look foolish and quickly replied,
Yes, everybody is welcome."
The puzzled emperor declared,
"Very well. I accept your invitation."
Excitedly, Anwar hurried home.
Mum, the emperor and his whole caravan of people are coming to dinner."
He beamed.
Paro panicked. "Oh no! Oh, what have you done, Anwar?" she cried. "It is impossible to share my dal with so many people. We just don't have enough. The emperor will punish us for such foolishness.
At noon, the emperor's army arrived in the village. They set up their camp, pitched their tents, and spread out a long dinner cloth. Then they waited with rumbling tummies. As they got hungrier and hungrier, they wondered and whispered, "How will the boy feed us all?" Anwar could hear the chattering sounds of the royal camp setting up outside his house. Paro stirred the dal, added more water, cut more onions, and chopped more herbs.
"Oh, it's no use. I can't make any more," she said tearfully. "You'll just have to go back to the emperor and uninvite him."
Anwar shook his head.
"I can't do that. He'll get angry with me,"
Paro cried.
"Think of the shame. You've let down the whole village."
Anwar looked down sadly. Suddenly, Anwar had an excellent idea.
"That's it," he exclaimed. "The whole village, they will help. Me and my friends will go to each house and ask everyone to cook one dish." Anwar dashed out.
Anwar and his friends rushed from house to house, knocking on all 100 doors, asking everyone to make one dish each for their special guests. The whole village got busy cooking. They made fragrant biryani rice, tandoori roasted chicken, sizzling kebabs, aromatic curried vegetables, crispy fish pakoras, spicy stewed meat, tempting triangular samosas, fluffy naan, sweet steamed halwas, sticky curly jalebis, fruit platters of pomegranate, guava, lychee and mango. And Paro simmered her special dal. Just as the sun went down, to the emperor's astonishment, all the villagers came out of their homes carrying their cooking pots. One by one, they proudly placed them on the dinner cloth. The dishes kept coming until there was no room left. Anwar helped Paro place the special dal in front of the emperor. That evening, the emperor and his people enjoyed the most delicious 101 dishes. After the meal, the emperor stood up, patted his tummy and exclaimed, "What a tasty feast! I have never seen so many dishes presented at one meal, not even in my own palace. And that creamy dal was absolutely superb." Anwar smiled.
"I knew you'd like it."
The emperor was so impressed with Anwar and Paro's clever way of feeding everyone that he decided to reward them in a very generous way. The emperor declared, "Anwar, ride one of my horses from dawn to dusk. All the land you ride across shall be yours." So early the next morning, Anwar rode out from his village across many fields and woodland. And, true to his word, the emperor gifted all that land to Anwar and Paro. They became rich, but they couldn't have done it without help from all the villagers. So, Anwar and Paro decided to share out their new land with them. Then, once a year, the whole village celebrated their good fortune by having a special picnic where everyone brought some food to share. While at the emperor's palace once a week, his cooks would prepare one of his favorite dishes, Paro's famous dal.
the emperor would smile to himself and remember courageous little Anwar and the wonderful feast of 101 dishes. The End. Written by Soni Zuberi Shah. Narrated by Sheena Badesa. Discussion questions. What is your favorite food? Have you shared food with someone? What did you share and when? What new food have you tasted? What did you think of it? Have you tried cooking with a grown-up? What did you make? If you were an emperor, empress for a day, what would you like to do? How would you like to help others? Paro's dal. In the Indo-Pak subcontinent, dal is the word used for lentils, peas and beans. There are more than 20 types of dal, varying in color, flavor and texture. There are so many ways of cooking them too. Each region and each village and even each person has their own way of preparing the different dals, adding locally grown ingredients such as herbs and spices to flavor them. Some dal is cooked with a little less water and is drier or creamier in texture, while some dal is more watery, like soup. To find out more about 101 dishes for the emperor, visit www.101dishes.co.uk or Instagram at 101dishes. Text copyright Soni Zuberi Shah, 2022. Illustration copyright Fatima Zahra Hassan, 2022. First edition, first published in 2022. All rights reserved. No part of this recording can be reproduced without prior permission in writing from the author, Soni Zuberi Shah.